With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The story of noxious weeds is the classic love story gone wrong. You see that beautiful so-and-so across the room. You hang out for a while, decide to move in together, but then you realize they've taken over your home, replaced your favorite stuff with useless junk, and now you can't seem to break up.
It's how the problem started. You know, we brought in a lot of these invasive plants that have invasive characteristics, these noxious weeds, because they're pretty. And people let them grow and they mow around them and they continue to set seeds.
That's Dawn LaFleur, a restoration biologist for Glacier National Park. She names a few good-looking plants that have a habit of winning over gardeners' affection, at least at first.
The oxeye daisies, St. John's wort, they're beautiful flowers. So, yep, but if they do have them in their gardens, they're eventually going to take over their garden and take over their lawns.
During the Noxious Weed Blitz last week, an event put on by the Glacier National Park Citizens Science Program, over a dozen volunteers spent the day learning about invasive plants in the park and how to ID and remove them. Animals in the park can't eat most noxious weeds, so when a weed outcompetes a native plant for growing space, it removes a food source. Also, when an invasive weed takes over a landscape and becomes the only type of root in the earth, it can lead to soil erosion, which can hurt water resources.
Good job.
There you go. You got a lot of the root.
Shake off the dirt. Yeah. Good job. Look at that.
There are five main noxious weeds that LaFleur says people should pay attention to. Spotted knapweed, oxeye daisies, St. John's wort, hound's tongue, and yellow toad flax, also known as butter and eggs. LaFleur says the park is seeing an increase in these kinds of plants.
I think it's a combination of people, increased traffic, increased tourism, but also changes in our climate as well. I think it's a combination of both.
LaFleur says the hot, dry spring and summer we're having is giving noxious weeds a big growing year.
And right now what we're seeing is a much more longer growing season.
And opportunistic invasive plants take advantage of that.
So the potential, if we stay hot and dry all the way through the fall, then the potential for a second growing season, so they can set even more seeds. So, didn't know if it was being so dry, if that was going to knock back some of them, but what we're seeing, the noxious weeds are taking advantage of it and having a banner year.
The crew in charge of spraying and picking noxious weeds in the park is having a tough time keeping up with how much the weeds are growing. David Nadell is in his sixth summer with the crew.
This year, definitely everything sort of came on at once. Some years you see things staggered in different areas of the park a little differently, where, you know, we can hit the west side earlier because the east side is a little higher, you know, just a different kind of climate. But this year it seems like everything just real quickly went to flower, and a lot of that is just the lack of rain. So it stresses the plants out and then they go to seed a lot quicker. So that's one thing we're noticing. It's just a short season, which is just going to make it a lot harder for us.
The six-person restoration crew is set up with backpack sprayers, a utility terrain vehicle, and a truck. But the park's size makes weed control a difficult task.
You know, we're not able to, because we have such a small crew, cover as much ground. You know, we have six people out spraying.
For the whole park?
For the entire park. And we're on the west side, but we go over to Tumed, the North Fork, I mean, Rising Sun, many glacier meadows. I mean, there's a lot of ground to cover, and that's not including the backcountry.
Funding the crew is a struggle every year, according to Dawn LaFleur. She says the program is mostly funded by written grants. Money does come from the Park Service, but she says most of that funding allotment is decided in Washington, D.C., and out of her control. LaFleur doesn't think there is a strong enough voice on the Washington level to bring the fight against invasive species appropriate funding. The National Park Service does recognize the spread of invasive species as one of the major factors contributing to ecosystem change and instability. Nationally, 5% of park lands are dominated by invasive plants. To see Montana's full list of noxious weeds, check out our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.